Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and who knows what to expect. That being said, it's the 25th day of January. Man, January's almost gone already. I can't believe it. 2019. Wow. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's warming up. It's been cold here in the mornings. And just a little bit of warm in the afternoon. And it's winter and I hate it. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Congress, nonpartisan research arm, says Trump could have DOD build a wall without state of emergency or congressional approval. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Here we go. Congress nonpartisan research arm says Trump could have DOD build a wall without state of emergency or congressional approval. This is from the Daily Caller. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And that's just, that's the talk of the town. You know, is he gonna declare martial law down on the goddamn border? And that border, remember, goes 150 miles in. And who will, and being this problem, if you do declare this national emergency, which it should have been declared a national emergency a long time ago, it should have been declared an invasion, and the military should have been brought down to stop the invasion and to capture the invaders and make their governments pay for what they've done to us. But, like I said yesterday, they're sneaking around. There's something in the air. They're going to try something really fucking stupid. And I can feel it coming. All right. Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, CRS, released a paper internally that suggests President Donald Trump may have the authority to use Department of Defense resources to build a wall without obtaining congressional approval or declaring a state of emergency. Yeah, you declare it an invasion. You declare it what it is, and you send the military, or the Congress, the Congress is supposed to step up, and they're supposed to put a military together to stop the goddamn invasion, to get to, like I said, capture all of the invaders and or kill them, and then send them back to, after everything's settled, after we have a peace settlement, after we have a treaty that states that, you know, our goddamn borders are our borders and you can't cross them. You just cannot do it. And then we make all these third, well, hell, the goddamn world, China, India, South Korea, you name it, Africa, you, all of these people who have sent these people, these invaders to our country, we make them pay us back for the money that it has taken away from our people, for the wealth it has taken away from our people, because this place belongs to us. Oh, yeah. Okay, where were we? State of emergency. CRS Congress in-house research arm internally published a paper January 10th titled, Can the Department of Defense Build the Border Wall? Well, of course, the Department of Defense could build a border wall, but Congress is supposed to be declaring war on those that declare war on us. And I mean, they have made they're carrying foreign flags across our goddamn border, and they're telling us that this is no longer the United States. I mean, what does it take? It's like the Chinese son of a bitch the other day. Yeah, we're perpetrating a communist revolution in this country. That's what we're out here doing. We're pushing. Hey, what happened to arresting people for inciting sedition against the people of the United States of America? Because that is what that is. But prima facie, I mean, just come and just arrest. And by his own words, standing there on camera, he's guilty as fucking sin. And I think that puts you up against the wall or in an electric chair or on the table with a needle in your arm or with a rope around your neck. Can Department of Defense build a border wall, which the Daily Caller News Foundation has obtained, it says, emphasis added. Another statute that authorizes the Secretary of Defense to assist civilian law enforcement, see what you're saying? It's not civilian law enforcement, that's supposed to be a military arm, the goddamn Border Patrol is. I mean, they're not civilian law enforcement. They're border guards. And see, this is where they want to blend, you know, they slip that martial law in. I mean, create this whole fucking big act with the caravans and everything, slip that martial law in. Of course they're going to withdraw it as soon as the problem's solved down on the border. No. It's just going to spread because they've already pumped millions and millions of these invaders into the interior of the United States. So if you're going to declare a state of emergency over this, well, they're going to have authority clearing, well, all over the United States, aren't they? In violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which is an act anyway. I mean, goddamn it. It's so hard to talk about this stuff. But, military police, roadblocks, you know that kind of shit. But, hey, we're doing it for you because, goddamn it, there's a whole invasion force in this country. Well, how in the fuck did they get there? Oh, you let them in. And now you got to point a machine gun through the window of my fucking car and telling me to show you my papers, huh? This isn't rocket science. And they think, and like I said, they really do think that people are stupid. And a small portion of them are that stupid. But the majority are not that stupid. You start pointing guns at us, we'll start pointing back. You shoot, we shoot. That's just the fucking way it is. We're Americans. You have no authority over us with any kind of goddamn military or any kind of police. The only authority over an American national is the common law. And that is that a filing from another American national in the common law court's the only way we can be brought to answer or show our fucking papers or anything else. We don't need a license to drive. We don't need a license to do business. We do not need anything from you. And I've been meaning to bring this up about the contracting. You know, when they form these little corporations, they always go down and any contracts. You go down, you know, you register them down at the county seat. They stamp it with the, that's the government getting in. No. Under the common law, we write a contract. We both agree on the terms of that contract, and we sign it in front of witnesses, and we each take a copy. We can get a couple copies if we want, but it ain't none of the goddamn county's business. It ain't none of the municipality's business. It ain't none of the state's business, and they sure as hell ain't none of the federal fucking apparatus's business, even if this country was operating as it should be. And if there's a dispute in our contract, what do? Well, we file in the common law court, and we bring our contracts in, and we argue the issue that is at hand, you know, who's right in the contract here, or who violated the contract, who breached, and to what extent, and what the damages are, and the common law jury makes the decision, and that's the fucking final word on it. But, seeing as we're living under a totalitarian aristocratic dictatorship, that is not how it is, and that has you know, claimed us as corporate property, and claimed us as subjects beneath them. You know, the ruling class out there, as opposed to the class that's ruled. Another statute that authorizes the Secretary of Defense to assist civilian law enforcement. No, they can't. They fucking can't. With counter drug activities. No, this is not. You see, they're going to play these games with all this fucking admiralty bullshit. When this is cut and dry, we are being invaded. The president, because if we had a president, which we don't, we have a head CEO slash king because of the redefinition of the fucking English language that they're trying to throw upon us, that allows them to remove our ratified law with legislated policy. No. No, the military will never be police on the fucking, on our soil. But the military, what the military needs to do is the military needs to get down there on that goddamn border. And then the local sheriffs, we need to put everything back like it was. We, the people, and our local sheriffs and our common law courts capture every son of a bitch in one of them that have come across this border under an act of fraud. And I mean, that could get, of course they're going to claim ethnic cleansing, and I really don't give a monk's fuck. Because once we, the people, are back in control of our nuclear arsenal, we are going to, our law is righteous and it is correct. And we are going to enforce it. And any fucking outside force that comes in and tries to fucking mess with us, enforcing our own laws on our own piece of real estate, well, they'll get a goddamn nuclear bomb up their ass. Counter drug activities may provide some authority for the construction of barriers along the border. Title 10, U.S. Code, Section 284, provides that the Secretary of Defense may provide support for counter-drug activities or activities to counter transnational organized crime of any law enforcement agency, including the, and see, this is the shit they've been writing the last 10, 20 years. The construction of roads and fences, installation of lighting to block drug smugglers, smuggling corridors across international boundaries of the United States. But see, this is what'll happen here. As like I said, even if they declare a state of emergency down there on the border, that means martial law on 150 miles of our real estate for 2,000 miles to a 2,000 mile strip. That means it applies to everybody, not just to the foreigners. What's supposed to happen here under the agreement we had with those goddamn Federalists back in 1789, under the agreement we had, what was supposed to happen here is they're supposed to call this what it is. It's a goddamn invasion. When millions of people cross your border and start taking your shit and start taking over your body politic. And declaring that and waving for put raising foreign flags on your land, that's called a fucking invasion. And the Congress is supposed to go to the states and say we're declaration of war on China, on goddamn South Korea, everyone who's doing it that's been crossing our borders. We're declaration of war. You better get you sent your people over here. I mean, they can hold their, I mean, we have to have a visa to leave our country. We have to have a passport to leave our country and go to another country. But this is obviously being perpetrated by the foreign corporations around the world, which are not governments. They're corporations. This is all corporate. And they have been facilitating it. And we give them notice. You call your people home. You tell your people to get their asses back across our border. We're not paying for it. You tell them if they got to fucking swim to China, we'll get to swimming. Because we're not paying for it, and we're sending you a fucking bill for what has been taken from our people. And you're going to pay that fucking bill. You're going to eat some fucking nukes. Or in the case of, like, because this all this shit's coming from South America, We will send F-16s down there to bomb your military facilities and, if necessary, your cities until you fucking obey the fucking law, you sons of bitches. You call your people home. If you have to come up here yourself with your government agents and bring them home and do whatever you have to, or else we can take care of it for you. If we have to take care of it for you, if we have to fucking shoot their asses, we're going to charge you for the bullets. Make no mistake about it. The people of the United States did not fucking cause this problem. It was a foreign corporation known as the United States Corporation that caused this fucking problem in collusion with international corporate mafia is what it comes down to, what we've always called them. Use of Section 284 would not require a declaration of a national emergency under the NEA. However, the DOD's Section 284 authority to construct fences appears to extend only to drug smuggling corridors, a condition that may limit where DOD could deploy fences. Now listen to me, people. This is all a frickin' lie. They have no intention. We told you this before the fucking game ever got going. That there's never been any intent to remove a fucking one of them. This is the international elite. The resources are here. We're a rich country. Our people should be in no kind of want, for goddamn sure. We should, in fact, to take back our stolen wealth, like I said, we could take a 100-year vacation. But the bottom line here is they have the way that they're set this up, like we told you from the beginning. If there was a wall, do you really, really think that any of this shit it would be designed? They're doing nothing down there but facilitating the invasion into your country. They're goddamn traitors. And the military, if there is, you know, so-called military, it's corporate military. Even the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, it's all been corporatized. It's all corporations acting under contract. That's why they had to get rid of the allocation system in the Congress, just like they got rid of it was up to the Congress to mint the money and to make sure it was debt-free money for us to operate our country under our sovereignty. Surrendered. I mean, you got goddamn Steve Mnuchin, the head CEO for Goldman Sachs, who fucking committed blatant fraud and fucking robbery across this goddamn country in collusion with others around the world in an international criminal cabal. And he's setting up he's the treasurer. Really? He's the treasurer of your corporation. He's a goddamn insurgent inside this country. There can be no question about it. Would not require a declaration of national emergency under NEA. However, the DOD Section 284 authority to construct fences appears to extend only to drug smuggling corridors. So it's just another game. They've been playing this game with us since Reagan gave the last fucking amnesty, haven't they? Oh, we're going to shut it down this way. By the way, how many arrests have there been of the people that keep hiring these illegal son of a bitches? Did they change that law? You know, remember Reagan made it, wouldn't that made law? That if anybody hired an illegal, that they would be charged with a crime and they would be punished. Did that law change, or just like the rest of the immigration law, we're just not going to enforce it because these are our Ronald Reagan's wealthy buddies, and he already told them, don't worry about it, man. We can tell these ignorant Americans anything and they'll believe it. And by the time they figure it out, there'll be a fucking Mexican sitting on their lap in their own living room. Well, it didn't take that long because of the internet, people. Drug corridors are not defined in law. Oh, really? One of those open subject matter kind of fucking things, huh? We know how that works, and that's how that wall, there's so far. Remember, he told you a wall, a goddamn solid wall over every inch of it. And, well, first we was getting rid of DACA, and then every one of them had to go. Then a wall, a 2,000-mile wall, 30 foot tall, all the way down the son of a bitch. Ain't that what he told you? Well, you know, this is what they call a loophole. Drug corridors, they're really not defined at law. So you get, you know, we say the drug corridors where they're running through this path here. It's 40 miles wide, and it runs through a certain state, you know, and what might have you. Just put up that 40 miles wall there, and then they walk 41 miles and walk around it. This is just another fucking part of the game, and you pay billions of dollars for nothing to aid in your own destruction, to aid in the invasion. The president he's not the president, the head CEO, your king, by definition of a Black's Law Dictionary, the king has suggested using executive authority as a workaround to the stalemate that led to the partial government shutdown. House Democrats, no, House Communists have refused to allocate $5.7 billion Trump requested to build part of a wall along the U.S. border. And see, we got this shutdown over this $5.7 billion. This is a fucking game. Now, but what did the son of a bitch say when he was running for president? You're not supposed to remember past fucking yesterday. You know, who's going to pay for that border now? Is somebody out there? Anybody? Who's paying for that border? Well, that's right, Mexico. No, Mexico ain't paying for that border. Hell, we're sending them fucking billions so that they can help more of the invaders get across their country more comfortably so that they can come in and invade our country. Not to mention we're running fucking pipelines down there to give through the corporate mafia to give the natural gas that's being pumped out of our goddamn ground, and we, the people, will end up paying more for our natural gas because now we got to compete with the fucking Mexicans down on the other side running their industry with our natural gas to warm our asses. Now, don't we?
He didn't say old Mexico.
No, he didn't. He sure as hell didn't. Wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, and the president has refused, the king has refused to support legislation opening the government that does not include border wall funding. I thought but you can't. I mean, God, you said that Mexico was going to go get it from Mexico. Hey, how about just don't send no fucking, gas down there to them and start and just grab every remittance, but don't allow no money to come out of this country that was made by an illegal alien. Don't allow it to leave this country. Confiscate it. Like, remember he talked about that? Like he's talked about, getting rid of that Fourth Amendment so that the anchor babies can't exist. Like he's talked, played the fucking game. He's a con man and he's not even a very good one. Trump said that January 4th that he was considering using, quote, state of emergency. He said a lot of shit, ain't he? You know, just like he said, he's getting ready to write. Remember, it wasn't that long ago. I'm writing an executive order to stop the anchor baby thing. Well, you sure did it, didn't you? You do everything you say. And I love these son of a bitches that come up on Fox. He's kept every promise. Well, he's kept every promise to the people he made real promises to the fucking subjects out here. You can tell them anything. A subject's a subject. You can lie to a subject. He's just a fucking subject. He's a piece of property. It's like lying to your stereo. To build the wall, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley urged Trump not to declare a state of emergency and expressed concerns about overreach and setting a precedent Democrats could use when in power. And I was listening to this on, on the stupid box on the telephone. And when Democrats come get into office, they can just declare a state of emergency and come take our guns. Please get on it, because I see this Australian style gun confiscation is what you'd have to call it. This is exactly what Australia, they think they're going to pull this shit off here, and it's going to come down to the individual. Here where I live, it's open carry. That means I can put my pistol on my belt and I can go anywhere and carry my pistol openly. Which is fuck them anyway, because it doesn't, the law that I go by is the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights, and I can put that gun in my pocket, I can stick it up my ass if I want to, and they can't say a goddamn thing about it because they have no say over my second article right.
But they just shoot you because they were afraid.
Well, they better be afraid, and there probably will be some shooting. But in the old days out here in the West, we called it getting the drop. That's who gets that pistol out.
They always say he was unarmed, and like that had anything to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. But
he was an unarmed man.
Does that mean that he didn't have no arms or that he wasn't carrying a firearm? Because I tell you what, if it'll go back right like it was in the old West, here where I'm at. Everybody will start wearing their pistols, and then they'll say, well, that's their excuse to come up. Do you have a license to own a firearm? Oh, I see who you are, communist. No, I don't. And then you stand there just like in the old Western, you stand there and you say, you make a move for that pistol, son of a bitch, and I'll kill you. I don't need no license from you, you corporate piece of horse shit. I don't need a license to exercise my rights, and I'll prove it to you right here and now. And that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, the very thought of it. I mean, God Almighty, 30 years ago, if someone would have suggested somebody had to have a license to own a gun. I mean, if it's the incrementalism that we have suffered. You know, it's just a little bit here, a little bit there. When they came up with this background check, where you go in and pay $15 for them to run a background check on you so you can buy a fucking gun. That's a fee to exercise a right. Should have been shut down right at the goddamn gates. I mean, I can reads and writes. I know what that second article says. Shall not be infringed, period. That means you can't even talk about it. In fact, talking about it is an act of insurrection, just like what that son of a bitch in Gook was doing video I watched yesterday. That's insurrection. That's sedition. That's inciting revolution. That's supposed to get, I mean, that's at least should get you arrested, don't you think? Hell, not wearing a seatbelt. They'll fucking kill you for that. There's zero tolerance to not wearing a seatbelt that the corporation has ordered you to wear. But you can stand up there and incite a goddamn revolution, incite sedition. And right on camera, I mean, prime, if you, yeah, that's what I'm doing. We're gonna have a communist revolution. We're working on it. We're putting it together right here in front of you.
And, well, the ticket for not wearing your seatbelt is for not wearing it properly.
Well, yeah, there you go. But I mean, do you see it, people? They have no authority over
this. Over your shoulder and 1 inch from your neck, or it's improper.
Yeah, and they do have a tap measure, and they will check it. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliton, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. And that was JB and the Moonshine Band with, I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. And you better have about 10,000 rounds for each one of them. Because when this shit goes down, like I said, all this is to get the idea of a police state, which it is, you know, the state of under. Look at all his predecessor, his buddy, his forebearer, Barack Obama. Look at all the executive orders he wrote that what they can do under the guise of emergency. Hell, we're living under a national emergency. We have been fucked for 100 years. We're living under, but if they declare, that the military can come play police down there, all they have to do is expand it then. And like I said, as this emergency does, I mean, thanks to them, because they created the emergency by refusing to enforce the immigration laws and then financing, bringing these illegals into the interior of the United States from the southern border clear up to Canada. I guess you're going to have to expand that, the police state, these police cops, clear across the goddamn country, roadblocks and like I said, machine guns in your face because, man, there's an emergency. Well, I tell you, you don't have the authority. You know, he's just like Obama when he is wanting to give that DACA 20, 25 times. I do not have the authority. I cannot do it. And he did it because that's what the orders were out of Tel Aviv. Now they're coming out of Jerusalem. But you go ahead and give her a go because it's time to get this shit over with, as far as I'm concerned. Overreach, setting a precedent Democrats could use. And that's exactly what they said when they were talking about this on Fox News, you know, the neutral Fox network, that if he does this, then they could use, under the same pretense, the next communist, or whether he's a communist, God, they're all communists. It's hard to do this. The next Democrat communist, can use the same state of emergency, just declare it. You know, it's a state of emergency, is people being killed with guns. By this time, Trump will already have the troops spread out all the way across this goddamn country playing police. And then it's go get the guns. Well, come and get you some. You can find, you're going to die, and you're not going to be deported. You're going in the fucking ground. And there's going to, once that happens, there are no rules. You better realize that. No fucking rules. There's nothing to deter us. We have nothing to lose, everything to gain. And we're defending our homes and hearth against tyranny. We're defending ourselves from becoming slaves. You're going to get a hell of a fight. You better get ready for it. And we are going to wipe your asses out. If we have to burn every inch of this fucking country to get rid of your asses, we'll do it and start over. Get it through
they
your head.
They had practice at Katrina. They took away everybody.
Yeah, they sure did. It wasn't Chilliquin, Oregon. And it wasn't, the place, I mean, down there in Louisiana, man, I mean, there were a lot, one of the most corrupt places. I mean, I've read books. I read a book called Border Island or something like that. And that's been, all of these places where you're seeing the hardest, including Oregon. Oregon is goddamn, I mean, this is the heart of the Masonic power
Napoleonic
in this country.
Law.
Pardon?
Napoleonic law.
I mean, you goddamn right. But like I said, once the guns start going off and everybody realizes that there's nothing to lose, and we're Americans, we will get everything in order. I mean, like I said, it's going to cost us a lot because people can't get together under the one goddamn thing that unites us, that Bill of Rights. Everybody's got their own little cause, you know, for wanting to protect property because, you know, like I said, you're not going to hear people like Mark Kornke talking about that goddamn 14th Amendment's going. That son of a bitch is gone. And because once it's gone, it's going to be a hell of a mess to straighten out, people. Because everything that's been done since that date is a fraud. And it can be called a fraud once the goddamn courts, the common law courts are reinstated. Man, any American national with a little bit of knowledge, remember video we had up last week about the making of the Bill of Rights, where, you know, I jumped down them on them because they're trying to sway us away from the key, the ninth article. But the bottom line is, any American, every American with the knowledge can take, go up and just charge him and bring him into court for the civil crime of sedition and, or, you know, if it's property, I gotta believe that there's gonna be a whole lot of Americans who have been displaced. You got 100 million of people out there, that were displaced in 08, and a lot of them have degrees, and there are a lot of smart people out there. Then we start going through the records. And seeing how, Joe Blow over here, just like I said, I only looked one time when I was over there by Keno, and I, every 50 feet, there's a sign saying I can't even get out of my car and step on the fucking grass. And then I went up a little logging spur I seen because it just looked like it had just been made and found cats out there working. Well, all I did was it took me about 20 minutes to find out that that was a bit part of a big land fraud. It was discovered. One person went to fucking jail. And all the other people who perpetrated it, who got the land through the Masonic Lodge and the Dirty Church, got to keep it. And I got to tell you, these grazing leases, same shit. They didn't have no authority to take what belonged to all of us and hand it to their buddies through their secret societies and their churches that had joined with the goddamn illegal corporate government. And then there's going to be disputes. And those disputes are going to be settled in the common law courts. And if it's shown that you obtained that land through an act of fraud, I mean, it's like if my gun's stolen and 10 years later it turns up, somebody's got my goddamn gun. I don't got to go buy that gun back. You got to give me my gun back. It belongs to me. And you know, all this land is going to have to go back into the public domain. And those people who were a part of the fraud, it was my great, great, great grandpappy. I don't care. There is no statute of limitations on fraud, buddy. That's why you see the divide in the people. That's why they won't step up behind that Bill of Rights. That's why they really do not want that 14th Amendment removed. Because once it's removed, all the protection for their ill-begotten wealth is gone. And they're subject to the jurisdiction of the common law courts again. And the people that have been deprived all their lives, that have been shit on all their lives, just because they wouldn't join with the treason, well, they're going to have something to say about that land. And it turns, and you go ahead and fight your little, I've seen your numbers, Tory militia. And you're not just going to get deported this time. Your ass is going in the fucking ground. And you're going to be hung, and you're going to be shot, and you're going to be fertilizer. Oh, let's see what else we got, because they're still talking. I mean, they've been pushing this hard today. That's why we're going to look at it hard today. The White House is preparing for Donald Trump to declare a national emergency. You better go back and, like I said, look at all of those executive orders, these illegal executive orders. These just like Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act, because all it is an act without any authority. And take your food, just come in, and the local, good old boys, members of the fucking clique come in, and they are the authorized because they've taken all the government jobs, the government positions that were doled out through the lodges and through the dirty churches, and they're just gonna come, if you got food stored, they're gonna take your food, and they're just gonna take control under this emergency. Well, you better be ready to fucking die for it, you fucking traitors. Anyway, this is from news.com. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Donald Trump is reportedly preparing to declare a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border. And it'll only be a temporary thing, this military police on our civilian soil. Well, it ain't really civilian soil because it's 150 miles that we've ceded. That's why the Border Patrol has pulled back 150 miles from the border. That's why they're running checks down on it, because it's been ceded. You don't cede what belongs to the American people, you sons of bitches. You corporate... You have no authority. You've been in violation for... 150 years? 160 years or whatever it comes out to, you've been in violation that long. None of it belongs to you, for goddamn sure. Every one of you is going to be dispossessed And you're going to be tried, and you're going to be fucking hung for going along with what you knew was treason. Because you understood what old Lord Rothschild said. With those who understand it, well, they're just going to go, they're going to help us. They're going to get their share. You know, they ain't going to get nothing like we're going to get, because we got such huge resources to go in and steal. We can outsteal them. But the ones who do see it, they'll be happy with stealing this stuff. You know, they'll be better off than the people at the bottom, the stupid people who don't understand it none whatsoever, that are getting it all stolen from them, and they ain't going to open their mouths, because they're going to gain property too, and they're going to gain wealth, and they have. And these are the people who will not step up with us to defend that Bill of Rights, and that's why Donald Trump is reportedly preparing to declare a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border. While the president's advisors have been divided on the issue, they're always, you know, they're having a discussion about that which can't be talked about, that which they have no goddamn authority to do. They do not have the authority. Only Congress can declare war. And if it's a war where we're being invaded, and it has been called an invasion by the president, well, by the king, the corporate king, it's been called an invasion. Well, it's up to Congress, okay? There's an invasion. The head of our military, you know, if this country was operating right, the president would still be the commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief has said, we're invaded. So then it's Congress goes to each state and said, we gotta get your militias out, get the people armed up, get them trained, get them ready to do it, because we're gonna, the traitors that let this happen have, like I said, allowed it to infiltrate into the entire United States. So it's gonna take every locality. And even the local militias are going to have to clear out the local areas, and then and then join with the bigger militias on a state level to clear the son of a bitches out of the state or kill them. And then at the same time, your president is supposed to be talking to the other country saying, you have invaded our country. What you have done is a violation of our law. It's a violation of our boundaries. And you, son of a bitches, have facilitated it, because you are responsible for your fucking people, you know, coming and going with your own borders, crossing your own borders to come. And you've just opened the goddamn door and just told them, well, you can go on in and just invade the United States. Don't say it's an invasion. Just go on and invade it for China. Invade it for South Korea. Invade it for El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico. And we got it. We already got the fix in on the other side, because we've already infiltrated their government and removed their constitution and replaced it with the fucking corporation. And under the corporation, the people, they're just subject slaves. They ain't got nothing to say about it. In fact, you can just walk right past them, and if they shoot the goddamn corporation that has already agreed to this, will shoot them for you. You don't even have to protect yourself. What they believed was their government was there to protect their rights. They'll do the killing for you. So they're going to die. They're all going to die. And boy, don't you, I'm telling you, you be one of those fucking military cops out here. And I tell you, there's going to be special punishment for the treasonous fucking Tory militias that fucking step up to aid this goddamn corporate crown. It's going to happen, just like it did back in 1776 and 1775 through 1789. It's going to fucking happen. Well, only this time, you know, Mark Carnegie always comes up and says, they deported 15% of the population. Well, this is about 20%. It's about the same fucking deal of traitors, but you're not getting deported. I'm not going to pay for a fucking log for you to float off on. And the son of a bitches that sent you out of their fortunes will pay for the bullets that it takes to fucking put your ass in the ground. That's how this is going to turn out. Divided on the issue, the White House is moving forward with plans to bypass Congress and declare a national emergency over the issue of funding. And all this is just to perpetuate the invasion. Because as soon as he did it, you'll have military cops down there teaching the Americans that live in that 150-mile occupation zone what a road check and an automatic rifle in your face. Get out of your car, down on your fucking belly while we search your car. Well, you got to. I don't need a fucking warrant. This is martial law, and we're the military police. You're talking to military police, not civilian sheriffs common. This has nothing to do with the common law. You are a fucking subject. Get your ass out of that car, subject. show me your papers, and they better be in order. I may just shoot your ass right here because there's nothing to stop me. There's no law to protect the American nationals anymore. The only law to protect us is our Bill of Rights, and we have to enforce that with our second article. Period. That's what it is. There's no other way to tell it. Congress and declare a national emergency over the issue of funding for the wall. Yeah, whatever the excuse you can come up with. Like I said, they've sent more money than this to Israel this year than what this $5.7 billion. You know, because they're creating a situation. They're creating a situation that's against, well, you know, it's them against us. But they want us to forget who brought the son of a bitches in to cause the emergency. Who did not enforce the law to allow this emergency to come to fruition? Them. And now who's going to declare a goddamn a dictatorship, a military dictatorship, which is actually coming from corporate aristocracy? And who's going to declare that? The same son of a bitches who let them in by disobeying the law. They broke the law, letting them in. The legislated law that was put in place, which was one of the functions of the slave, our peons. That was one of the powers we gave our peons, was to protect our borders. And like I said, bypassing Congress. I mean, I love this whole thing. Barry Satoro, he said 25 times that he could not do it. He could not bypass Congress. But man, didn't he bypass Congress? And then when they played the game out a little further, to get the hype up there, so that they could get, because they knew Hillary Clinton meant war right out the gate. But to get the con man in there to buy him some more time, because I've told you guys this from the beginning when this whole thing started, when we started doing From the Trenches, every day, billions of dollars of your raw resources are being hauled off. And then now they've dropped the ban on export of our oil, of our crude. And boy, man, look at her go here, people. Look at it go. The plan is going exactly according to plan. There is no friction between these people whatsoever. Nancy Pelosi, her and Donald Trump probably fucking do the wild thing just for the freak fun of it when they go in the back rooms. There's no divide in the corporation. The corporation set up as a corporation. They all understand it's a corporation. They all understand their position in the corporation, and they're playing a game with us. There's this $5.7 billion, which is fucking Trump chump change. I mean, you gave in your little bill there, you're giving more than that to the goddamn Mexicans and the Hondurans and the Guatemalans to aid the invasion. So it ain't about a wall. And if there was whatever they put up, we'll call it barriers. And pretty soon it'll be, like I said, it'll be a speed bump. And then, oh, God, they're still flowing across. We still have this problem. We're doing everything we can. Give us another. I mean, there's already been $47 billion that was passed through Congress that was supposedly a long, long time ago. I think it was the Bush era to build a goddamn wall down through there, wasn't there? What happened with that? And the law that Reagan declared that anybody that hires him is going to jail. And it's going to pay big fines. It ain't going to be worth it. They ain't going to be able to work here, so they won't come here. Lie, 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 lie. The massive amount of aliens who unlawfully... that's one truth. See, the truth, that is what propaganda is. The truth mixed with half-truths and out-and-out lies. The massive amount of aliens who unlawfully enter the United States each day is a direct threat to the safety and security of our nation and constitutes a national emergency. Well, they've been doing this for how many fucking years? How many years have they been pouring across our goddamn border? And they're pouring across now at a higher rate than ever because they know that there is nobody, that when they get here, there's no one going to try to repel them. And if any American national steps up to fucking try to stop this invasion into our country, well, the very people who we've hired to stop invasions into our country will turn around and fire their guns at us. So get ready. Get ready to fight them. Get ready to, don't, and be ruthless. No quarter asked, none given. They're not going to give you no quarter. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't forget Gordon Call. They cut his hands off and shit before they burned him alive. These are the most savage, fucking parasitic, sick in the head, sadistic, saddest that ever drew air. You can't give them not an inch. Like I said, you want to see my license for my gun? Boom. There's my license for my gun. Boom. Now, therefore, I, Donald Trump, this is what the executive order is supposed to going to read. I, therefore, Donald J. Trump, by the authority vested in me by the Constitution, there is no such fucking authority ever been vested to the goddamn executive branch by the Constitution. They're talking about the charter for the United States Incorporated. So let's call it what it is. Vested in me by the charter for the United States Incorporated and the laws of the corporate United States, including the National Emergencies Act, because it is an act without authority to ever be put in place, just like the rest of it since 1868, hereby declare. Oh, is that that legislating thing? Declare. No, that sounds more like a dictator to me, like a king. The king declares that a national emergency exists at the southern border of the United States. And no, that national emergency isn't confined to the southern border of the United States. Over the last 20 years, it has infiltrated clear, like I said, from the southern border to the northern border with Canada. And they're invading Canada. So this emergency, and that's how they expand the emergency, don't you see? Because if you declare a national emergency, then you have to stop this fucking invasion, right? And to do it, well how in the hell did they get in the interior of the United States? Well, these very same people, these corporate aristocracy, well, they let them. They paid them. They facilitated this invasion that they're now calling a crisis so that they can come and stick a machine gun in your fucking face and let you goddamn American nationals know that you are subjects. There is no law to protect you. We do not recognize your fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law that was law of the law of this land, the absolute superior law of this land before it was ever attached to that goddamn Constitution that those fucking elitist aristocrats back in 1789 put together. It was the law before it was ever attached as amendments, as the articles that it was. It was already ratified by the states. It was the law. It is the law. It can never be changed. Ninth article says so. And it is our goddamn duty. It's our right and our duty to kill these son of a bitches and restore the law of our country, for the law of our people, the rule of our people. We're not ruled. We're the rulers. The massive amount of aliens who have unlawfully entered the United States each day is a direct threat to the safety and security of our nation. You know, it's like the Muslim. They talk about the Muslim threat. Who brought them all over here? George Bush won. After George Bush won, after Desert Dust won, about 140,000 of them. Oh, just because they're all our buddies. It's just like the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS. Well, they're here. Yeah, why? Well, because they were our mercenaries over there. And when we had to, we got pushed out of that country, well, they're our allies. So they're the allies of the corporate crown. So the corporate crown just would bring them right in and just hand them over a chunk of the United States, take it away from you without due process of the law and hand it over to them. And pretty soon you got enough of them here. The whole idea was, you know, like I said, when this whole thing started, I heard him say it. America has no culture. Bullshit. We had a rich culture of, you know, we've lived a lie since 1868, and that's a natural fact because you do that. Something like what they're doing to us now isn't something you just do overnight. The guns would have been automatic. The first fucking person that got pulled over think about it, that many generations ago. You're going to do what? You're going to take my property without, fucking, I'm going, no courts, no nothing. You're just taking my property. Bam! That's called fucking armed robbery, you idiot. And now you're a dead fucking idiot. Anyways, keep an eye on this and keep an eye on the whole fucking situation because these sneaky bastards, they're up to something. They're up to something because they have to do something and they have to do it now. They're found out. Everybody fucking knows. You can't talk to nobody that doesn't know that there is a deliberate attempt. They might not know how it all operates. They might not know who is exactly responsible, but they do know that the fucking, that they are feeling the fucking, the pain of tyranny. What it feels like, you know, where you're goddamn riding down the road and you're not doing a goddamn thing, but just driving down the fucking road. And just to see that fucking pig car and the goddamn, your stomach starts going into a knot and like, and you're looking, you're not, and you know, this is how far they've been pushed. This is how much they've cowered our people down. It's like this thing where this guy they arrest, I can't think of his name, one of these assholes that was worked for Alex Jones and was part of the Clinton campaign. They raided his home at 6 o'clock this morning with goddamn, you know, came in with a SWAT team, I think 29 of them or something like that. Came in and, you know, with the big, the rifles pointing at everybody and they were even pointing at his dog and he's one of the elites. But, you know, they're playing this game. They're going to, that's tried to scare the hell out of you. That's tried to scare you. 29 of them, huh? 29. I would try to get all 29. Odds are you may get me, but I am going to kill every fucking one of you. I'm going to put a bullet in every fucking one of you I can. And I'm going to try to shoot you in the fucking crotch. I'm going to try to shoot you in the face. If I can see your foot sticking out, I'm going to blow the end of your fucking foot off. Get ready for it, because we're not going to take this lying down. We are going to drive you out of our country, and we are going to punish you. And then we're going to go punish these internationalists hiding in other countries who think that they can send people to infiltrate our fucking country and overthrow our fucking people. Rothschilds, Carnegies. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour, and we will be back on Monday at 3 Pacific, 1 Pacific. 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, don't be a subject. Just don't be a subject. Get it in your goddamn head. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Wait, we forgot something.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!